So I think we need to have the commissioner, Cousin Josh, on the show.
Gotta have him back.
We gotta have him back. Let me tell you why. Because we gotta play a big old fat game of I told you so.
Let's hear it. Why?
So he got himself a fancy white lady girlfriend.
As recommended by everybody at the bachelor party.
Yeah, we said, Hunter, Josh, you guys gotta get fancy white girlfriends.
That
Clean
sets
you
you
up,
right.
make you feel good. I got one. I'm putting creams everywhere. Well,
Yeah.
anyways, so she got him some salves and some lotions
Come on.
and beard oil, and he
Skincare is
loves it.
important, boys. It's important.
It's important. Put on, wash your face every day and put on lotion at least twice a day.
Come on. Sunscreen too, not just lotion.
Yeah, sunscreen. Pat, make sure it has some SPF in it.
Yeah, you can get
Suns.
lotion with SPF.
Yeah, I have a we're not talking about
Dude,
me.
I've got a whole nighttime routine. Hey, we know, okay? Shut
We
up.
have fancy white lady wives.
We know it's kind of gay. Shut up, dude.
I don't give a shit, dude. If putting lotion on my face is gay, then call me Liberace, dude.
Come on, somebody. What? Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
Which is
Cousin
what
Josh.
gay guys do. Gay guys come on somebody. Remember,
Commissioner Cousin Josh, dude.
Commissioner. Okay, and he also tried sushi for the first time.
Yes. Did he like it? That's what we're
I
getting
got
to.
his response.
Did he like sushi?
I think he's playing it down.
Okay, what did he say?
He said it was fine at best. He's playing it off, dude. He doesn't
He's
want to,
playing
he
it
doesn't want us
off.
to know that he's a little gay too.
First thing is you gotta get fried. You gotta get some kind of fried topping on it.
Yeah.
And the other big important thing about sushi
Tell me. Talk your shit.
is you should probably be eating it at night.
Like what, when the lights go down?
Kind of like the night the lights went out in Georgia.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soldier, no backwoods southern lawyer. 'Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand.
Play the theme song.
Hell yeah.
We're already having so much
we
fun, dude.
We are the best. We are the best.
Say
we
it.
are the best.
That's what this season is going to be. Shane chanting every episode. He chanted last
I'm a
episode.
chant guy, dude.
He's starting chants now.
I'm going to open the curtain a little bit and show you that Wizard of Oz is just a dude.
Yeah.
We are recording these back to back. So, of course, I'm in a chanting mood.
Hey, hold the mic right. Get up on it.
Of course, I'm in a chanting mood.
I think it might have came unplugged.
Of course, I'm in a chanting mood.
Much better.
We're the best.
We were trying to come up with stuff to talk about recording this back to back, and Shane said, write this down. Colonel Harlan Sanders was born in Indiana. I didn't know
Yeah.
that. A lot of people are up in arms about that.
A lot of people.
Primarily Kentucky chickens. They're very mad about
We'll be
Why
right
didn't
back.
he do it in Indiana? Indiana fried chicken doesn't have IFC, doesn't have the same ring.
IFC, isn't that
The Independent Film Channel.
yeah.
That was the joke I wrote. I did write that joke, guys. I'm very proud of it. It was
He
stupid.
wrote it in about 42 seconds while I was sitting here.
I wrote it, dude. I wrote my first joke. I'm very proud of that. I'm going to be on Kill Tony in a month.
You're gonna murder Tony? You're going to murder Anthony?
I'm going to shoot him in the butt.
I'm going to shoot his dick off.
Many people would pull out a gun.
A lot of people would love many to people. Shoot. So many people would love to shoot a gun.
My Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, so sleepy, used to say, put a gun up in his butt, blow his ears off. So many guys would do that.
All the guys, a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
So many. Dude, you've been watching Survivor?
Yeah, dude. Okay, so about what? I would say about a week and a half, 2 weeks at this point?
It's been a little bit more than that.
Maybe
a month.
Maybe close to a month.
Close to a month.
I've ripped through about 7 seasons of Survivor.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
It's a wild game you're playing.
Let me. Do you want to know it's a wild game?
Mm-hmm.
Survivor.
Yes.
So, everybody knows that I am a sneaky bitch that loves drama.
Mm-hmm. Renowned, you could say.
World renowned. I might have you may have a doctorate in thugonomics.
No.
But I have a doctorate in sneaky bitch.
I am a colonel. I did get an email from the colonels yesterday.
Give us a current update, dude.
They were just saying they're starting a Smoky Mountain chapter and that I'm formally invited to attend. It's going to be March 16th. I'm thinking about it.
You should do it, dude. But before then, you got to get a white suit.
Yeah.
Or you get something seersucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just go in full gimmick. Just get it, Kane.
God, that'd be insane, wouldn't it?
If you just roll up as Harland.
I've been thinking about getting, they put it in the catalog this year, and we'll get back to Survivor. We haven't forgot. We'll get, they put in the catalog like a gold members card that's got your name stamped on it. It's like steel, it's metal, and you could just keep it in your wallet.
Bubba,
and
you need it.
I know. It's only 30. I got to do it. It's only 30 bucks.
Yeah, that's worth the bit. It's worth the bit. A lot of people love bits.
Well, the thing is like, this was a stupid thing we did on an episode of the show. And this is like real documentation of our friendship. It's documentation of this podcast. This stupid thing that says I'm a colonel in the state of Kentucky. That's so funny, dude.
It was a bit we did.
It was a freaking bit.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
No, why? Why?
Why would it? Why would it?
Why did it happen?
Why would it?
I cannot tell you guys.
I can't even remember what we said.
Well, we were talking about. I can't. We were talking about you becoming a lord, and I said, "Dude, you should get a plot of land."
Can I make a confession?
I know you didn't do it. I'm
never
not dumb.
Did that,
I know
dude.
You.
I never did that.
But you said you were going to pay $50 to get a plot of land in Scotland and become a Scottish lord.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder if there's anything accolade I can get. And I did some stupid Google search, found the Honorable Order of the Kentucky Colonels, by the way. And then the rest is history. We put on there. I put you down as my reference.
They never contacted me.
No. Who recommended you for this?
Shame. I feel like they just... Yeah, you. I think that's what you wrote.
I'm telling you.
And then I
bullcrapped about being a youth pastor and helping out my community. I resumed it. You know, I fluffed up that part.
Yeah,
you know, to get it in there.
Added a little spice, and then they fucking made you a Kentucky Colonel, and now you're gonna have a gold card in your wallet.
I can get merch, dude.
I don't know why you don't dress nothing.
There's a whole merch catalog. I'll send you the link. It's not exclusive, but I got to get it to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get it yourself, but let me get it to you.
I feel like you could you need to just wear exclusively Kentucky Colonel shit.
I would if it was stylish at all.
What about EKU stuff?
What's that?
Eastern Kentucky University. They're the Colonels.
I don't think it's not the same thing.
No, but you can wear EKU merch.
Tell me about Survivor.
Oh, I guess you couldn't because Go Big Orange.
Go Vols. Tell me about Survivor.
Okay, so, sneaky bitch who loves drama. I would thrive on Survivor. I've never been camping. I've never so much as slept outside, but I can assure you I would win Survivor. It is a game of charisma. It is a game of trust. It is a game of lying. I'm good at all of those things.
Come on. You're born for this.
Dude, I need to get myself a buff and get on a tribe and then get everybody to love me or hate me. Doesn't really matter because I'm going to win the whole goddamn thing. I'm going to have alliances with everybody. I'm going to have a fucking alliance with... I could make an alliance with fucking Jeff. He's the host. Jeff would love me. I'd make him laugh so hard he'd giggle. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I turned into the Santa Claus starring Tim Allen.
I believe you. What? So is there anything? What's it? I mean, I know the basis of Survivor, but people just get put on an island to compete?
Yeah, so they put there's 16 people and they split them up into two teams of eight. And then they do a reward challenge where they have a challenge where they would have a reward.
Yeah, like food or shelter.
Yeah, yeah. Tools, necessities, soap, shit like that.
Nice.
And then there's a immunity challenge when there's tribes. And they play to the other team has to go to tribal council and then they vote somebody off. And then at some point, one team dwindles down or both of them dwindle down, when they get to a certain number, they turn into one tribe. And then they go down to three. And then once they get down to three, they get to two. And then the last, I believe it's like the last eight people eliminated.
Become one team.
Okay. No, they're on the, what's known as the jury. And they vote for who wins.
The tribal council,
they vote for who wins.
They vote for who becomes the tribal chief. And yeah. Incredible. That's, yeah. So is there like a strategy? Do people come on there? Is there anybody that's ever been on that's like, I don't watch Survivor. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
the first season.
Well, no one knew what it was, though.
Right. But the dude that won was like, I've already got this game figured out. You just make everybody think they're on your side and you stab them in the back. But I'm going to be completely honest about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to tell these people, listen, I'm playing this game to win. And he won the whole fucking thing.
So that's what made it electric, I guess.
Yeah. And then now everybody, like, they have
like
their own
a Michael
strategies.
Jordan thing. You know what I mean? Is
yeah.
Like, he set the bar. There's no other way that anybody's going to be try to be as good as that, but they're going to.
Well, I don't know how much the game evolves. I'm only on season 7. There are 44 seasons.
How often do they do it? They do it like 2 or 3 times a year? I mean,
twice a year, yeah.
Twice a year. That's crazy.
They've been doing it since 2000.
Okay. Huh. We could get on there.
Dude.
I don't know. I can work a person, but I don't know about Survivor. I don't know about strategy, so... But I just would imagine
you can work a person. That's basically what it is.
You can work a person, but like I was just gonna say, like, does it come up? Do other seasons come up with the people talking in the regular seasons? You know what I mean? Or
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the first, like they, yeah, people talk and they like form alliances and then like lie to people's faces.
I mean, do the people competing talk about previous contestants and seasons?
Oh no,
they don't really.
Not yet.
Huh. I imagine people would test your knowledge. But like if you lose, you get to stay like in a resort, right?
Yeah, if you're on the jury.
Yeah.
If you're on the jury, you get to like hang out and they feed you and clothe you and you eat for free and you
they're
hang
the
out.
Last eight that get eliminated before it becomes what?
I believe two, and then later it becomes three.
Okay.
Let me tell you the coolest thing though that came up like a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
So before they just did ties where if there was a tie, they would take previous votes against you from other tribal councils, and then the person that had more votes previous would go home. But then Jeff likes to, like, each season the game changes just a little bit. Okay. So far, I mean, we're only on 7. It could say the same. I don't know. Yeah. But the season changes just a little bit. And this one season, they were like, okay, now we're doing this new thing. Everybody pick a rock. The votes don't count. Everybody pull a rock out of this bag. And then whoever has the red rock just goes home. They could have had no votes.
It could be anybody.
It just left up to chance.
That's terrifying.
I hate it. Well, what it is like they'll do it. So what the thing that brought up the rocks is like if they couldn't come up with a unanimous decision. It's like you have to sway the other party that are in the tie. Like, switch your vote. Do you want to switch your vote? And no? Okay, it's up to chance. Now you guys are up for elimination, not just these two fools. It's fucking awesome.
That's cool. I could get why people like it.
It's good.
I watch Dead Meat, their content a lot, and James and Chelsea are both obsessed with Survivor. They love
it so fun.
I think James is trying to compete to be a contestant. Like, he's been training for a while and like really wants to be on Survivor.
I do too. I would do well. I wouldn't do well in the physical challenges.
Yeah.
But God, I'd play the game, baby.
Play the game.
I'd play the damn game.
I think I'd play the game. I think I'd do on the gooder side of okay at physical challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of them are just like, you have to eat gross stuff or you got to pull on a rope really hard.
Great at both those things.
Yeah, you're one of the best rope wranglers this side of the Mississippi, dude.
And I have ate 2-week-old leftovers before and not gotten sick. I haven't. I, for the most part, it's gotten a little weaker, especially in the past like three or four years. But like, for the
iron
most part,
tummy, dude.
I got an iron stomach, dude.
Iron stomach. Iron stomach.
That's my favorite 1980s movie, dude. Iron Stomach.
Yeah, dude. Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it's not. It's Louis Gossett Jr. is in it. He's the biggest star of it. And it's called Iron Eagle. And it's
Iron Eagle. Yep.
Iron Eagle is one of my favorite movies. My dad showed me that. I remember really liking. Yeah.
You want to know what mine was?
What?
Lone Wolf McQuaid.
What is that?
It's Chuck Norris, right?
Okay. We got to get together and watch both these movies.
Yeah. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But it's Chuck Norris and Lone Wolf McQuaid. I think he tries to get out of the military or he's honorably discharged or something, but then they keep pulling him back in. And there's this one point where these terrorists, this is the most vivid thing I remember from that movie, these terrorists bury him in his Dodge Ram truck.
Yeah.
They bury him alive in his Dodge Ram truck. That's and crazy. He drives the truck out of the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazier than Iron Eagle. And Iron Eagle, have you seen Iron Eagle?
I remember it vaguely.
Yeah, so it's about this kid whose dad is in the Air Force and a famous jet fighter. And he's going on a secret mission in insert Middle Eastern country here and gets kidnapped. And they ransom him, and his son, who is training to become a pilot but isn't that great, enrolls and then gets trained by Louis Gossett Jr. Yep. And then they go on a secret mission to rescue his dad, and they do, which is crazy.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Great movie.
It's a good one. Dude, we need to do that. That'd be a fun little back-to-backer.
Yeah, I would love that because that Lone Wolf McQuaid sounds amazing.
And it's Chuck Norris, so you know he'd be doing karate.
He does it.
You know he does karate on there.
Oh, really?
You know he's doing karate on their ass.
Shane's got a lot of energy because he called out of work today.
I didn't call out of work today. I went to work and got diarrhea at work and had to go home.
Did you mention your britches?
I came very close. So I was like putting boxes away and I had to like drop my box and run to the toilet.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then my boss was like, did you just almost go potty on myself? Yeah. I said, I almost gimmicked my pants. I didn't say that, but I should have. But no, I almost pooped my britches and then I didn't, you know.
That's incredible.
And then he's like, hey, go home.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Guy and I spent a lot of time together this week. We put together some fridges. We were installing appliances in buildings, and we kind of just took positions. He was hanging the range hoods and then working on the stoves, and the fridge was a little more of a lengthy process, so I was doing that. But I had to put together an ice maker, which I had never done before, install it in the fridge, both parts, hook up the water line, all that, and then in addition to putting all the shelves in and then putting the door hardware on. And then on some units, I had to change the way the door was on, the swing of the door,
right,
because of where they were in location to the cabinets. And by the end of the week, I got really good and really fast at putting together a fridge.
My man can assemble the hell out of a fridge.
Hey, you heard it here first, folks.
You're a good fridge maker person.
Yeah.
I got a update from the commissioner about the sushi.
Okay. What'd you say? What'd you say back to him? Did you say
I said,
that?
Come on, dude. You liked it. He's like, it was, he's like, everything was fine. My favorite thing was the spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna is good, but you got to get a crunchy roll, dude. If he didn't get a crunchy roll, he's messing up.
Crunchyroll is a streaming service for anime.
Streaming service for. And so
for Aunt May,
for Marissa Tomei, and
God, I love her, Marissa. I will leave my wife right now,
dude.
You say
just,
the word.
You know what this is? You know what the Nice Boys podcast really is?
What?
It's a 2010s Wayne's World, where
we're just saying schwing the hot lady.
It's the podcast Wayne's World where we're talking about dumb inventions and we're talking
together
about
fridges,
older, hotter ladies, you know, just dude.
Anne hath a way of giving me a boner.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but God, could put them together pretty quickly. We were moving through we got all the units done in 2 days. So that tells you how fast we were going, putting that stuff together.
What's your favorite part?
The ice maker is more fun than like putting the handles on. Just because the ice
or switching the fucking door.
Yeah, switching the door is. I only had to do. Let's see, I had to do 6 of those. So there was 18 apartments, and I had to do one per floor on both sides.
Jesus.
So yeah.
What?
Guy would help me with the fridge stuff towards the end, but by the time he got done, you know, adjusting the stove, I'm also going over, helping him move the stove, helping him hold the hood while he's hanging it, you know.
And you're still frigging.
And then by the time I'm, you know, by the time I've got to where I'm putting the handles on, he's already helping me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Most times. So, I like putting together an ice maker. It's fun. You get to open up the back of the fridge.
What's that look like?
It's not as crazy as you would think. So what I didn't know about the ice maker, you get in the back in two parts, the top and the bottom. The bottom is where all the electrical stuff is at, and where you hook the water line up to it. But the top, the water line also runs up the back of the fridge. And then there's just a hole in the back of your refrigerator, dude, at the top where the ice maker is at, that just a plastic tube gets inserted into. And that's how the water runs up, and then it runs into the ice maker, and it makes the ice from there. But there's just like a hole in the back of your fridge if you've got an ice maker.
There's a hole in your fridge, dear Liza, dear Liza.
That's what Audio Adrenaline song God-Shaped Hole was about.
It's about a big fridge. It's a big, big fridge, and it's got a God-shaped hole.
Big, big fridge with lots of condiments.
A big, big fridge where we can have a half-eaten rotisserie chicken.
Big, big fridge. It's my father's fridge. Four people love this, dude. There's four people.
People are going fucking
crazy
nuts right now, dude.
This is their good laugh of the year.
We are crushing it. We are crushing it for those four souls.
And that's why we do it, folks.
For four people so that they can have a Def Jam style laugh at our good jokes.
Another thing I learned about Guy this week. Guy is in his 60s. He's 63, I believe. Mm-hmm. Been doing construction his whole life. I think I talked about him before. Just a quick refresher. He started, he rode bulls almost professionally, like locally professionally. Like he rolled with, he did ride with some PBR guys, but he wasn't like on the brand. He decided to start riding bulls when he was 30 years old.
What
and
the
did
fuck?
It for 13 years.
God yeah. damn it.
They well, were
that's
calling
if me. I decided to start riding bulls tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yes,
I am already rode hard and hung up wet. I cannot
yes.
make
yeah,
that
dude.
Happen.
He's tough.
Guy's tough as nails, dude.
Just a old-fashioned, like you say, tough as nails country man. And but not like redneck country, but country, man. Just,
yeah, dude.
You know,
just
the
like
southern
fucking,
country.
Yeah, dude. And, made of fucking rolled steel and barbed wire.
But what I want to say, he likes more music than I thought he would. I usually only play like classic rock around him, and then I just kind of started letting the playlist go this week, and it went from like 90s stuff, like all the way up to who's the band that does the song? The Downfall of Us All.
A Day to Remember.
All the way to A Day to Remember. Like, so from like, you know, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, you know, all the
yeah,
old stuff,
all the classics,
all the classic
Doja
stuff.
Cat, yeah,
like no, not like rock and roll, and
yeah,
but
yeah,
the,
yeah, the
punk
weekend,
was playing
yeah.
too. Stop, dude. No,
let me do a bit.
No, you can't do the bit.
You
yeah, the weekend. He loves freaking
Soulja Boy. Tell him
Sabrina Carpenter, dude.
He's a big fan of Renee Rapp. I'm a big fan of Renee Rapp. We don't
calm,
need to get into
dude.
It, dude.
You're
I've already shouted out Marissa Tomei.
Anyway, so I was just pleasantly surprised that he was
into
all that stuff.
Into music, yeah.
Yeah, and well, he's seen like name like a 70s rock band. He's seen them live.
Foghat.
Yeah, dude. He's seen all of them. Like any, because concerts were like 10, 12, 8
yeah.
bucks back then.
Yeah.
And you were seeing people like in the same lineup, like Lynn Skizzard and Thin Lizzy, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, together.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. Big bands like that. So he was telling me he likes the rhythm and the beat more than the lyrics, yeah, and what they're saying. So if it's got a good chug to it, or you know, it
just
melodic,
something that flows, yeah,
he likes it. And so, I mean, Fall Out Boy, Green Day, Blink-182,
hell
punk
yeah.
music, stuff that, like, you know, because we've only listened to 103.5 classic rock.
You ought to start sprinkling in some curveballs in there.
Yeah, well, it played Day to Remember. I'm like, is this okay? He's like, yeah, I like it. Like, all right.
Was it Downfall of Us All?
Yeah, it was Downfall of Us All.
That song ripped.
Yeah, dude.
I saw them live.
That's cool.
I've told you this story.
Yes.
Have I told the podcast this story?
Maybe. I don't know.
Who cares?
Do it, baby.
It's our goddamn podcast. So I had to deliver chicken tenders to A Day to Remember at the House of Blues. When
yes,
I worked at Chicken Guy. So I get to the backstage entrance and there they all are. And they're like, hey, do you work tonight? And I was like, yeah, unfortunately I do. And he's like, well, you're off tomorrow, because they were doing a residency at House of Blues. So they gave me two tickets to go see them. I think it was their manager that gave them to me.
That's super cool, man.
Yeah, I got to go see them the next day for free. And they loved our tenders, and then they ended up coming in the next day to get more tendies. So, like, yeah, it was a good time.
That does sound like a good time, dude.
Yeah. They had to remember.
You think if we did another one?
You think what I was getting at before I rudely interrupted you with my story,
mm-hmm.
You should, like, put, like, some fucking rap on there and see where it.
No, he doesn't like rap music.
Yeah, but you put on like Bismarcky, dude.
You don't think I don't blast Bismarcky on my way in the mornings?
Oh, baby, you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? Dude, I know that whole song. Don't start.
Fucking do it. Do it, dude.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got off stage to perform with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and I guess who I met? And I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions and see if you're Hunter proof. I asked her her name. She said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks, and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing back. She started throwing back, being brave. But when I spun the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. Don't give me that. That's what I'm saying.
You got what I need.
But you say he's just a friend, baby.
You say he's just a friend. Got what I need.
And you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend, baby.
Pokemon garbage!